On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
I think after 200 shows, people have probably decided whether or not they like us now. I assume.
Well, I think if we're still here,
you like me.
You're probably liking it.
You really like me.
It's your best Sally Field.
I don't even remember. Why? Why do you do it? You ask a question and then open your fucking beer knowing I'm going to answer it.
Because I'm not overly concerned. I think by 200 shows, they get it. There's going to be a beer pop somewhere in the top here.
Pop. Fucker. I thought I was going to slip it in there.
Yeah, I got up for a cold pop.
This is the 200th show, sort of, produced on the Tall Can Audio Network.
It's in the neighborhood. It's in the ballpark.
Yeah. We've done a bunch of Audio Whiplash. We've done a bunch of Tall Can Sports. And we've done a TCA 50, a TCA 100. And what throws it off, if we're being honest, is the fact that somewhere in the middle of 2016, I launched the Unforced Errors podcast. And it seems unfair to count those because 50 and 100 did not have those worked in. So what I said to Rob before we started is we're done fucking counting. We are where we are at this point. And we will mark the occasion with an Audio Whiplash pod.
Appropriately.
Yeah.
What do you got drinking? What are you drinking over here?
I got a tall can, if you can believe it, of Harp.
A Harp. Nice.
Yeah. It's been a while. Not what I tried to get. There was
nice Irish lager.
Yeah. And I do. I enjoy it. But when I went out this morning, I was looking for
Smithix Kilkenny Guinness. Boom! Four horsemen of beer right there.
It's a good family.
That's it. I want to be part of that.
That's a family reunion I would enjoy.
This is it. Grab pack right there.
As opposed to your usual grab ass at your family reunions.
Oh, yes, for sure. people never look for a date at a family reunion.
No exceptions. Anyway, I went out this morning, and I don't know if you've even heard of this brewery. I hadn't, but I went on every now and then. I like to jump on that, the beer store, what's on sale, right? And just see if there's anything that, because I'm also a little cheap. Red Racer Copper Ale.
Okay.
Ever heard of it?
No, but I'm not loving the name.
It sounds a little childish, right?
Yes, like, and I'm not loving the Copper Ale either.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I would have tried that, and I went, and they didn't have that. So
strikes me as being like a... What is that bullshit red beer that they pawned off?
Rickards.
Honestly, that's just like some bad lager with food dye.
Yeah, a little bit.
Give me that shit.
A little bit. So they didn't have the old Red Racer. So I'm on the spot and there's people behind you in line. Now you're like, oh, fuck, hit me with the Harp, right? I know I like that and I know you're going to have that. And so yeah, what do you got going? Because you're normally a tank house guy.
Yeah, I had a pre-show lubrication tank house.
Yep.
Right, just to wet the whistle, you know, get the old gray matter juiced and ready to go.
Nice.
I'm drinking a Dob Maibock.
As I've recently learned from Dortmund.
Exactly. A little German pint.
Is there not, maybe like, I'm wrong here, is there not a, you and I before when we used to kick around the shows, we haven't done it as much lately, as we were getting things ready, we'd throw on a live concert or two on the old YouTube an while we were getting shit ready.
An Iron Maiden
Is there
concert?
Not an Iron Maiden
yeah,
from by, Norman?
For sure. But that's a, and that's a mid-80s probably Power Slave tour. Yeah.
Nice.
I think so.
So we'll bring this up a little bit now because
– you may all know it, although this isn't the sports show, Borussia Dortmund football club as well.
Okay.
Always in the Champions League, plays in the the Bundesliga.
Bundes. There's not many more fun things in sport than to say than Bundesliga.
I can't think of it.
Right. We'll bring this up as within the next couple of weeks, we are going to have our first partner, our first sponsor. That'll be appearing on the show.
Life partner.
Hetero Life Mates.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. Well. And one of the other things that's going to appear is we will be joining Patreon, which will allow at different levels, should you feel compelled to do so, you to be able to contribute and sponsor the show yourself. And at different price points of doing so, there'll be different rewards for you. And one of those will be our Beer of the Month Club. There'll be a separate show for that, and we'll just kind of kick around. It'll only be a couple minutes long, what we're enjoying, where it came from, and maybe you'll learn something. You can stop sucking back the Labatt Blue or whatever you might be doing to yourself.
Yeah. Or at least maybe you've moved up to the 50. Yeah. Oh, I love me some 50.
Yeah. good chance I won't be the one recommending the 50, but there'll be a few different rewards.
That's the champagne of ales right there.
We don't know yet. Maybe it's the Red Racer Copper Ale that is the champagne of ales.
Oh, we know. That's bullshit.
I will make it my mission to find a Red Racer Copper Ale before we launch the first one of those.
Red Rider BB gun?
I have no idea what any of that meant.
Okay.
Red jumpsuit apparatus?
Double-ended dildo?
That's less successful, but not unsuccessful band names.
It's a very much a niche market.
Right. Check your Amazon history as we throw it back a few
two
episodes.
Two ends? Why is it two? Oh, wait.
Good times for everybody, man.
I'm so selfish. I'm giving. Oh.
So that will be one of the things you'll be able to get from us. If you, not the double. Wow. Whoa, terrible segues.
Look at that guy. Sorry about that.
No Ron McLean over here. And who knows what he uses at night
to night. You may be able to get that. That's actually the second sponsorship.
The old double ender.
Yep, the big fat end will be this side. The skinny with a hook to the left over there.
Selling with the TCA logo on it. Yeah, so the Beer of the Month Club comes with an extra show, whatever. That'll be something you'll be able to get from us. More on that as it comes along, but we will be joining Patreon. That'll be one of our
outstanding, man. Evolution.
Yeah. We move forward. As we get ready to move forward, I sent this to you
with a
warning.
Segue.
I'm only so talented, man.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I sent something to you with a warning.
Yeah, exactly. Now get in. Maybe you should preface this whole thing with your warning.
So I happened to be looking up something else that we were going to be talking about on the show, and I was on City Pulse website, or CP24, I think. And at the bottom, it had those other stories that people are reading or things you might be interested in or whatever. And I saw a headline that spoke to me only because of my partner in crime here, because I don't really give a shit. And I clicked on it. And I saw it and I was filled with a sense of sadness for so many people. But as I said, mostly for someone I knew would be arriving here shortly. And I forwarded the link on and it said something along the lines of, caution before you read this. It may be upsetting.
I scream when I come.
Well, who doesn't? Oh, yeah, just me? All right. That's not a scream at all. That's not.
I know. I'm just... Ah! It shouldn't hurt, man. I'm just.
Well, maybe we have different partners.
Okay, clearly.
Yeah, get your teeth off of it.
Exactly.
Please.
See the previous double ender comments.
And then said, I'll understand if you're going to be too emotional to discuss this on the show. The article or the link goes to an article on apparently Dad's Cookies has discontinued the original chocolate chip nationwide. I didn't know it was only available in Canada, but apparently it was a bigger thing here. Partnered up originally from a couple different companies.
It was Christie's.
Yeah.
I believe.
Of course.
Yep.
And there were several people extremely disheartened. There was no announcement. There was no nothing. Just it got harder and harder to find.
And you sent it on to me with the warning because?
Well, Rob enjoys the dad's cookie.
Okay.
Rob also enjoys the dad's attempt at the triple jump, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah. Rob didn't even know they made a chocolate chip cookie. But to me, chocolate chip cookies, bullshit. You make them at home or that's it. You don't eat any of the other decadent.
The decadent's good.
No store-bought chocolate. No. They always taste like plastic. So to me, chocolate chip cookies.
How dare you?
Bullshit. And if you eat them, you're less than a man. Period. That's it. Yes, if you eat them, you cry in agony when you orgasm. That's just it. No, I am a staunch dad's oatmeal guy.
The oatmeal chocolate chip or just the oatmeal?
Oatmeal. I don't go in for the chocolate chip.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a man, goddammit.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah, bring that shit to me.
Okay.
No, I don't eat anything with chocolate chips. Psht. But I'm reading that article.
And there were some people who clearly...
Hey, and I'm partially incensed that you would send that to me. Like, I am a chocolate chip cookie eater.
I knew you were a dad's guy. That's
about
all.
I'm a dad's oatmeal. Only two cookies in the one little package. I'm all over that.
All right. Oatmeal. So you were not particularly...
Sturdier, stouter type of biscuit. That's it. Chocolate with the sweetness. Get out of here. You could talk me into a ginger snap. Love that. A little cayenne in there. Bang, bang.
What if next is the oatmeal?
Then I'm ill with torches and pitchforks.
All that's left, like several people are already, all that's left is the oatmeal chocolate chip. Would you?
Nope.
You wouldn't make the move?
No.
Fuck off, dads.
Yeah. You're dead to me, dads.
So no. There are people running up, seemingly Western Canada, for some reason, is where these stories seem to be focused.
Yes.
To your lesser supermarkets.
Save-On Foods. Like, to me, it strikes me as they're going to places where there's dented tins and dad's cookies. I think that's what's happening there.
You ever have, and I doubt it's the same company, but I remember as a kid having a real fondness for dad's root beer. Does that ring a bell to you at all?
It for sure does.
Is it the same?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, the dad's was excellent.
Okay. But is it like the same logo, the same company?
No.
Or no? Okay.
No.
Because I haven't seen it in years, but I don't think he'd mind. I'm not telling stories. My dad enjoyed a beer now and then. And as a kid, it was kind of cool to have the bottle there, sitting there with dad, right? And we're both enjoying our beverage of choice.
See, my dad would actually, he'd go into the kitchen, he'd get one of those little egg cups, you know, that you...
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd take the little top off and he'd give me a couple of ounces of beer.
Yeah, no, I was able to do that. I didn't like it. I am less than a man.
Okay, no. See previous statement.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, I don't think any 5 or 6 or 7-year-old likes it.
Yeah. I can remember now and then as a kid, I would go, can I try some beer? And he'd say, okay, knowing I was going to go,
yeah.
And that'd be the end of that for a while, right?
Disgusting.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, son, I don't really like the taste of it either. I just drink to get drunk.
Your mother's been after me all fucking day.
You see that? Yeah, it's okay. I was going to go in that direction. I thought, you know what?
Yeah. No.
Good people.
I don't want to throw her under the bus like that. The dad's root beer spoke to me, but no, I didn't know a whole lot about the dad's cookie until you were...
Oatmeal. I'm crazy for it. But that being said,
yeah.
I am not Facebooking. I'm not getting crazy and sending them letters and
going grocery store to grocery.
Like
the problem
driving
is,
all over Southern BC looking for dad's cookies. I don't know what it is that I'm doing that for.
That was where I was going to go next. But let's stay here for just a second because... Apparently, the issue was they didn't announce they were discontinuing the cookie. And then when people got upset.
You're going to buy like
stock up like 40, the sponge.
40
right?
boxes
like,
and then what?
Savor them forever.
Yeah, but how long is that going to last?
Are you cookie worthy?
Yeah, you go, well, I bought this 8 years ago.
So the problem becomes when they contact the company, as people were so upset. The company told them, no, we haven't discontinued them. They're still out there. You're just not looking right. And they're sending them to different grocery stores and it's not there.
Here's a list in your area.
Yeah. And it becomes this apparently PR fucking nightmare.
Well, and this woman saying, yeah, and I contacted their head office, the head office of Save-On Foods, yes. And I did this. And they said, oh, no, the company has stopped making those, has discontinued that line months ago.
Right.
And now I'm super angry.
And in the picture, you look like someone who has enjoyed a cookie or two.
Well, not only that, I looked at the picture of the woman and went, oh. Like, get a hobby.
I wish you
play canasta or something. Nice. I don't know, a bridge. Do something.
That's a sweet reach back.
Yeah, like, there's got to be something else going for you there. Yeah. Honestly,
yeah.
You probably have one of those little, you know, gumdrop trees in your house somewhere. I'm not sure, but to me, you need other shit in your life.
So I was going to ask you, where someone you find out something has been discontinued, but there is still some left in your town. What would you be prepared to race around to get the last of?
Guinness in a can.
Okay. I thought it might be something to do with Guinness.
Short of that, nothing. I can't.
Nothing at all in the snack realm? Like, to me, maybe sour cream, Lay's specifically, sour cream and onion chips, if they decided for whatever reason. That is my absolute go-to snack. And maybe Reese's.
Oh, I love a Reese peanut butter cup.
Okay, I love it in just about anything.
Okay, you know what? The two things to me, pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
But it's got to be on tap first, or I'll take it
in the can.
I'll take it in the can. The theme of the show here. I'm not entirely sure what's going on. But I am a sucker. I'm not a dessert guy. I don't like cakes. I don't like pies. None of that stuff.
Right.
I'm not a chocolate chip cookie guy. To me, that's I'm a salty guy. But I do, if I go for a dessert, I love a Häagen-Dazs peanut butter and chocolate ice cream. Bam!
Okay, yeah.
To me, I would
There's something about peanut butter and chocolate, man. That's just so fucking...
Well, and to me, but it can't be the Ben and Jerry's with their... It's sort of got peanut butter... cups in it. It's not. It's like.
I don't mind that either.
I hate that.
Okay,
that's garbage. It's got to be chocolate ice cream with just chunks of frozen peanut butter.
Right.
In it.
Okay.
That's it. Don't give me the. That's it. Baskin and Robbins. So your 31 flavors.
Yeah.
For you Canadians.
Nice.
Or the Häagen-Dazs peanut butter and chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah, I'm probably going for the chip. And I'm probably going for anything Reese's. If they, for some reason, I would be buying anything Reese's off the shelves if that company closed down for whatever reason or just.
Are you concerned that the Reese's pieces taste like you eat more than, you eat the first three, and I mean three little pieces.
The little Smarties type thing, yeah.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
And then you eat the fourth and on, and they all just taste like butter. Like you're just.
A little bit.
Like you're just eating a stick of butter and it's just coating your mouth.
Oh, that's the other thing. If they ever discontinued sticks of butter.
Okay. Okay, see previous statement.
Snack on.
I have a huge bend for chocolate-covered butter.
Nice.
Gross.
The peanut butter M&M is delightful as well. Hard to find in Canada, but it is here, but it's harder to find than the standard
M&M. Go down
south
of the border here.
Anything chocolate peanut butter for me is
okay. Yeah. Well, see, there you go. That's probably the one thing you and I share.
Yeah.
A love of beer.
Yeah.
Not the same beers for the most part.
Right.
But.
So to all you people losing your fucking minds in southern British Columbia chasing the cookie, it's dead.
Well,
let it go. It's over.
Now that being said, I hate the peanut butter. I hate the chocolate chip. To me, that's just, it's generic. You have no spirit, no culture. Nothing. If that's satisfying you in any way, it's however, she did say, "Oh, it's because it's got this shortbread kind of taste." I'm like,
intrigued.
Hey, now, I do go in for some top notch shortbread. Man, Christmas time,
yeah.
Shortbread cookies, and unlike all those other posers. Your shortbread cookie should have a half a maraschino cherry in it. I don't care if it's green or if it's red. That's traditional Christmas shortbread cookies.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Got an interesting thing as I was online the other night ripping Canucks fans on Twitter after the draft.
Yeah, Canucks fans. You know what? Never miss an opportunity to just shovel it.
Right. And so you can check out... the last talk and sports, as we talked a little bit about that on the draft lottery. But
and having just been in Vancouver,
yeah,
the people there, the fan base, you're all lame.
So this guy's had enough of me ripping Canucks fans, and he decides he's going to step up and defend Canucks Nation and give me the old suck it in response, except, oh, there was a little typo problem and he hit me with the sick it, and then that got shared to all our followers, who then continues to torch him for not only being a Canucks fan,
sick
but being
it.
Illiterate. And, you know, if you're going to come for the king, you best not spell it wrong. I guess it's the best not miss, right?
That's one too many left-handed
right.
cigarettes out there, my friend.
Dart guy. So I don't remember how I got onto that, but, oh, you know, just nope, it's gone. No idea why I went there or what
all
you said
right.
that sprung me
Anyways,
on, but we're
I,
done
you know,
talking about
dad's
the dad's
cookies.
Cookie, I think, but give it up.
If you haven't had the oatmeal, get it.
Don't spend any time looking for the chocolate chip in your grocery store. It's gone. It's over. Don't tweet at the company. Don't get too upset about it.
Oh, and get a life.
On. It's gone. Let it go.
You have hydro. You have
presumably.
Yeah. Okay. This is it.
Dad's cooking.
You know what?
Of.
Exactly. Cost me $3 to get cross Langley to get to this.
Where are we going next? We're going next with
music.
The music industry starting to rebound. As I shared an article, and we will put it on our social media feed, so you can check it out for yourselves at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. iPhone in Canada reports, based on the Financial Times also report. It's probably too layered. I think iPhone in Canada just shared it. It's Financial Times report.
It is a Financial Times.
That the music industry has begun to rebound, finishing with roughly 15.8 billion dollars in revenue in the music industry last year, after something like 16
first time in 15 years that they've had an increase in revenue.
Right. It's been steadily downhill since the peak in 2001. And I want to ask you here as we get to this, what would you have been listening to in 2001, and how were you listening to it?
CDs.
Yeah.
Exclusively CDs.
On a Discman, on a stereo at home, in the computer, and
on my Discman, for sure, and then on some sort of home stereo.
Do you remember
5-disc changer?
Nice. That's I remember when those were becoming the, awesome.
Well, see, and I had one of those in '95, so yep. 01. But as you know, I'm a bit of a Luddite, right? So I'm always behind the curve. So in 01, for sure, I still would have been listening on a CD exclusively.
So what would you have been listening to? Do you remember something you might have bought in 01?
No.
Yeah, it's tough, eh?
No, because I went through that phase of, not buying new music, right? I think kind of maybe where you're at.
We did a show, right,
where you get into your early 30s and you're like, I'm still loving what I was listening to sort of out of high school into my early 20s.
Yeah.
Like, they don't make cool shit like
right.
that no more.
Right.
And then, I got closer to 40 and you start to pick up new stuff again. So yeah, 01, I'm still listening to Soundgarden, right? A lot of hip.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of that stuff is still my go-to at that point.
I think for me, I know for sure I would have bought, and obviously it's just because it was a volume, right? What? But I would have bought Warped Tour's 2001 compilation, all the bands
you're
on.
You're in your late teens, early 20s
yeah.
at that point,
yeah, I'm
right?
19.
01. So
I'm 18. So, I bought the Warped Tour 01 compilation. Really good. You can check that out. still have it. Jimmy Eat World, I think, put in. We've talked before about you ripping into something I had said that perhaps Jimmy Eat World was better than Iron Maiden. I think I said that in March 02, but I believe the album came out in 01.
Okay, you said to me, you and I were on the road.
Yeah.
And we're getting up early to go someplace, and you're like,
I think we had Much Music on.
Yeah. And it was actually back-to-back tunes, very eclectic mix.
Right.
It was Run to the Hills.
Yes.
Followed by
The Middle.
The Middle.
Yep.
And you're like, yeah, see, this is real music. And I don't mind The Middle, right? It's
sure.
kind of it's what it is. But I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
There's an 18-year-old you with your little studded wristband thing you had going there, which to me was very 80s metal, right? That's where a lot of that,
sure.
that came from.
No, there's something to that, yeah. And funny thing is, I still don't mind The Middle, but if you ask me now at 33 which song I'd rather listen to, probably going to be Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. But it's funny while you I think there was an anti-flag album in 01. I can't remember exactly which one, but I would have bought, right? Maybe, I think it would maybe Mobilize, for any of you out there who listened to them, came out in 01. It was a, for sure it was actually, it was a fundraising album of some kind for post 9/11, right? It was a half new stuff, half live stuff. But well, those are the types, again, all on CD, all on my Sony Discman, right?
And for me, in terms of a new disc at that time, probably within that period, probably the Rage album Renegades.
Good album.
Yeah, that's a 2000-ish issue
Renegades
that I was...
Fuck.
Yeah, right, which is all their covers. And we were actually just listening to some of that before...
Yeah, just before
coming,
we fired up
coming
the
in studio, right? So... Yes.
Sorry.
Well, I'm not willing to attach myself to that. But yeah, so and for anybody interested, check that album out, right?
It's for sure.
Renegades, it's a Rage Against the Machine album, but it's all covers, right? They do some Stones, they do some Cypress Hill, Volume 10, Pistol
Grip
Pump.
Yes, as I learned. Yeah.
Yeah, so to me, there's a bunch of stuff, Iggy Pop, right? Iggy and the Stooges, there's Down in the Street. There's just a bunch of good shit on there where... Anyways.
Oh, it's good shit.
Sorry, I'm just taking...
No, it's good, but...
Going on.
Did you have, at this point, I remember at that time, that was all the... And I didn't have it yet, but the Sony Yellow Discman was out, and it was
okay, see,
the
I
first have, one to have a really good, like, what did they call it?
Anti-skip.
Anti-skip, but it was like shock protection or something like that.
Okay,
right?
See, so I had two generations of the Yellow
right.
Walkman.
Okay, yeah. I had one of those.
Mine were tape. You know, the first one was awesome.
Yeah.
The second one had the where it flipped, rolled over to the next side of the tape.
Ooh, you remember that?
Continuous
that was a big
play.
Fucking deal,
of course, man. And you know, it had the claw, the lock. You know,
yeah,
you
flip it would
the side
over
up,
like
click.
A rubber kind of thing that would click in.
When
the
I went to
Discman,
to me the best sound I moved over, which had the shockwave protection, was Panasonic.
Okay.
The Panasonic disc player.
Right.
Right. And it had all the controls in the headphone. Right?
Yeah.
To me, it was the sweetest. And it had the 30-second anti-skip.
Yeah, yeah, whatever they were calling
and
it
you're
at
like,
the time. Yeah.
Oh, 30, what I mean, a fucking earthquake? Like,
yeah,
what's happening
stand
here?
Stand here shaking it for
what is this it, right? So am I running? I have no idea what's happening here.
Right. So I had all the cool kids had the yellow one, right? I had it was still a Sony, but for some reason it was like a sport edition
yeah,
or
Sony
something.
Sport, sure.
And it was white. And so it didn't look like one of the I wasn't one of the cool kids, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, but it works. It's the same. It's
actually better.
Yeah,
it's mine's the
shut
sport.
Up, loser,
look at
right.
that guy. Your parents couldn't afford it.
But
loser.
It had a wristband on it for I guess if I was supposed to run with it or something. I never got the hang of that.
Yeah, that running shit. That's stupid.
The strap was for hanging it on the beer fridge.
Strapless for your prom dress.
Nice. Yeah. So. That's what I would have been rocking at that point. Same thing, those CDs. And I did. I had one of those. It was a big deal for me, one of those stereos at the time that was separate speakers, right? It was maybe 9 inches tall, maybe a full foot. I don't know. But it had separate speakers. It had a 3-disc changer in it sitting in my room at the time. And
yeah.
Fuck, beefy, right? This is as good as it's ever going to get.
And you're like, this is it. But okay, but
yeah,
that's cool.
Right. So... This is the first time since 01 that the music industry has trended upwards. It's been a steady down.
Well, and to me, they talked about having that be Apple Music, having that be Spotify, Tencent in China.
Google Music.
Right. Google Music wasn't named on. But to me, it's come down to, you know, the whole idea with LimeWire,
Napster,
all that stuff
peaking around 02, kind of just
right,
starting
people
up.
People started to pilfer music, and some of it was shitty in sound.
Right.
And, you know, you'd go for, I want that tune, and you'd download it, and it would just be somebody saying, shame on you, you fucking loser. Yes. Shame on you, you fucking loser, you cheap bastard.
Or they would play like 30 seconds of the song, and then it would just be this horrible kind of sound or something.
Or you'd go, I love that Van Halen tune. But you'd only find it by searching under Aerosmith because some retard
put it up.
Threw it up and said, yeah, I know this song is.
That's
and
true.
You're like, oh, man, are you kidding me?
That's the one I forgot.
And so to me, what this means is they've made it so easy now through all these streaming products.
Yeah.
You're like, man, why am I going to bother working double, triple, you know, quadruple time trying to get it for free? When I can just pay this nominal fee
right,
and have all the music
ever
I want.
Like, you can pay $9 a month and have the history of human recorded music.
Yep.
Or dick around and whatever. And I remember for me exactly when it's – because I used to stream – I probably stopped buying CDs around 04 or 05 maybe. But I used to – it wasn't streaming. I would go and steal.
I'm still buying CDs.
Old Man River.
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
So we go probably up to 04, 05. And I was already by then stealing music. But I was still probably buying CDs of the bands that I really liked and this and that. And you get to a point where it was just easier to be, especially in college, in residence. Like you would go room to room and someone, like everyone would have LimeWire or something open on their computer so that, hey, we're doing whatever. Someone can turn and grab whatever song and whatever. It was 2010 and I had got my first iPad. And it was just iTunes is already right there. And you're just like,
yeah.
99 cents, psh, take it, right? Here you go. It was so, there was, as you've said, there was no viruses, there
and
was no
the
bad
fee
quality.
Is so low, right?
Right?
You're
for
like,
the convenience
a buck?
Of it, just pick
I
it up.
I want it.
Yeah. And so that's for sure when the worm turned for me and started.
You already got
back
my credit card?
Yeah.
I want it.
Right. Exactly. And so as you've referenced, even since then, we've gotten into things like Spotify and Apple Music and whatever. But they have free services too. The difference is there's commercials in it. And so nothing kills your buzz if you're sitting there on the bus or whatever, rocking it with the headphones in, of some guy popping in with, like, fuck it. Here, just take my money and go yeah. away, right? And that's clearly what's happened. They've made the service so good and so convenient and the selection so huge that it did eventually turn the corner. Now we'll see where it goes next year.
I'm 3 years in with Google Music.
Yeah.
And I love it.
For sure. And I'm only... I had Spotify for a while, and I've now, for a year and a half or whatever, it's been on Apple Music. Same thing. It's fantastic. I like that it's I'm an iPhone guy, and it's tied in with Siri. I can even just go, hey, play the top songs from June of 97 or whatever, right? And
awesome.
We'll just go and do it. Yeah, like, it's great. So, you know, especially, like, you're having a party with
although
your
last
old college
although
friends.
Last summer we did that, and...
Didn't go so well?
The tunes of 97, not that hot.
Okay. But, like...
You were there for that.
Yeah. But if you get together with, like, your buddies from college and you can just hit, hey, remember that party that, well, let's see what would have been playing, right? Like, really kind of cool. So they've gotten to this point where the service is so good that people are ready to pay for it again. And I've always felt like that was the case, but you had to get there. And as long as doing it illegally and doing it for free was as good as doing it, you know, paying for it, you were always going to have a problem. And now that paying for it is better, people are paying again. And to me, it's as simple as that. And it you can still try and defend, if you want, the last decade or whatever it's been of whatever. Well, you were stealing. Yeah, you were stealing. But your product sucked. And to be honest, in my opinion, as Rob referenced a few minutes ago, the product does suck. And I'm going back and I'm finding. But now these types of services are making that even easier again. Right, like it's so much easier to just say, you know, type in rock hits of 2003 and up they come. And that's a bad example because that was a terrible fucking year too. But it's just easy. It's just easy. And so it's worth the $9 or $10 or whatever they're going to charge you and off you go. You keep running. And I think we'll see. But I think this is going to be a steady increase again, or at least the end of the drop, don't you?
Well, and when you look at it, and they talk about $15.8 billion is what the industry brought in this year.
Yeah.
The heyday being $21
billion. Yes.
Now, I do understand the basic math says that's $4 billion difference.
Yep.
Which is huge.
Sure.
But that's still a shit ton of money.
Well, it was 14.6 or something last year. So
right.
It wasn't
a
nothing
6%.
Raise.
Yeah, no, exactly. Clearly, they haven't stopped doing it.
Right.
Hey, forget about this. We're not going to make music anymore.
Yeah, I just wonder, right? Like, is it going to start to climb again, or will we just kind of level off here, or?
Well, I think the biggest thing in there is Tencent in China.
Yeah.
When you open it up to 1.4 billion people.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? That is a huge market.
When you wonder, I think these things exist in...
And unless they're not getting it in India right now,
India
and you're going
exactly
to branch open into India next year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, well, that's the point, though, right? Where can we keep expanding? Where can this keep growing? And, you know, where is smartphone technology going to continue to explode, right? Like, how many people do you really know here who don't have one? Like, it's not like people in North America don't know about Apple Music or Spotify.
If I have one.
Right.
Exactly. Just about everybody does.
Right. We're going to have a show here pretty soon.
I was on.
Audio Whiplash helps Rob find a new phone.
Okay, and I was on a thing the other day. It was called Tech for Luddites.
I was wondering where you pulled that term from here.
Well, Luddite is, as a history guy, that's an old school.
A troglodyte?
Yeah, but a Luddite, there are people who were trying to stop. They were breaking printing presses back in the day, right, to try and stop the progression of, you're taking away my job.
Of the written word.
Right, so, and exactly, right, that I'm doing this printing, but now you're going to have some machine do it? That's taking away my livelihood, so Luddite. Yes, is an ongoing.
Yeah.
People who are against the evolution of technology, right? Which clearly I fit into that.
Not from any moral stance, just from I can't keep up.
I'm just not interested in keeping up. It's like wearing fresh underwear. Who needs
I'm
that
not
shit?
Interested in that
forget
either.
It. So I've just stopped wearing it. Period.
I'm sorry, it just fits.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. But so, you know what? Music to music, and I'm not sure when it is, so you'll have to forgive us. And by us, I mean me. I was watching the 2017 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. Any idea who in 2017 would be getting inducted into the Hall of Fame? Rock and roll, the rock and roll from Stax and Wax to the best on racks or Stax and whatever it is. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen.
I should know. And the reason that it's going to escape me so hard, be so difficult, is because I've seen some of the embarrassing acts that get into the
what a crazy ass eclectic. Yes.
Is it Madonna?
No.
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 But there was something like a year or two ago of like Whitney Houston or Aretha Franklin or something weird like that in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You just go.
How about Joan Baez?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. It's sort of a 60s.
Does he play for the Mets?
No, it's a woman, first of
all. Juan Baez. Now batting for your
pinch hitting yes. for your Los Angeles Dodgers. Juan Baez, Joan Baez,
okay.
So a 60s kind of folk singer, Joan Baez.
Okay.
You have Electric Light Orchestra.
Mm.
Don't Bring Me Down.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, that's ELO. All right, Journey.
That seems fair.
Okay, so, but Journey, the guy inducting them, Pat Monahan.
Sean's father?
Nope.
Okay. No idea.
Lead singer of Train.
Really?
Yes.
Drops of Jupiter Train?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's a San Francisco band, right? He's from, but man, Journey, very, through the 70s, man. I don't know if you can, one of the biggest bands going.
Well, I was going to say, the most surprising part of that to me is that they're not already in. Not that they would get in.
He's singing, he's doing the sort of the sounds from Faithfully, you know, and all these things. He's like, and that band is so badass, they don't even need lyrics. And you're like, okay, easy now, Pat. I don't know if they're badass.
Right.
But in terms of power ballads.
Powered a lot of grab ass at different
man,
high school
of
dances.
Of course, and right? And I'm thinking.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Man, they are. And he's like, and the one thing I will grant him, I have some Journey. I probably have four or five Journey tunes on my phone.
I got a couple.
Right? He's like, and I don't go in for any guilty pleasures. He goes, you love that shit or you don't. Okay, man. You know what, Pat?
Like
I'm totally getting it.
Strong opinions.
Well, this is it. And it's true, right?
Yeah.
You either like it or you don't. Don't call it guilty. It's guilty because you're afraid to tell your buddies.
Yes. Yes.
I have ABBA on my phone as well. Not a guilty pleasure. I love it.
All right.
Not all of it.
Yes.
Probably about eight tunes.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay. So those bands. Mm-hmm. So like I said, Joan Baez, Nick Rogers. I don't know who the hell Nick Rogers is.
Right.
Joan Baez, Nick Rogers, ELO, Journey, Pearl Jam.
Yeah, like see.
Pearl Jam goes into this class and you're ready for it? And to me the
probably
most.
Not.
Tupac, Shakur.
Again, no. No. Not because you weren't influential, not because – but it's the fucking
– It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. This is it. And so to me, it's so interesting. You have – you got the guy – oh, yes, as well.
Okay.
Roundabout. Yeah, yeah. Owner of a lonely heart. Do, 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 do. Better than a broken heart. Yeah, oh, God. But he's singing and he looks like a Muppet. And he's leaning back and he's got his mouth open. I'm like, buddy, your dentures are going to fall out. Don't do that. What an eclectic class.
Yeah.
So because Tupac, obviously, 20 years dead.
Yeah.
Right? His induction is being given and accepted. Snoop Dogg.
All right.
Okay, so honestly, they did a bunch of things. Alicia Keys helped do some of the performance because everybody who's inducted, right, gets a couple of songs.
Yeah. I'd be actually interested to see that.
Alicia Keys did part of it. Well, man, she's gone to this whole plain no makeup thing.
Yeah.
And she's an attractive woman.
For sure.
Big bootied, not huge on that.
I'm good with it.
But they had a bunch of people coming out and doing Tupac songs. But, man, what?
Any California love?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, they didn't perform it live, though.
Okay.
They did a lot of Mama, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But to me, it was so interesting to watch the show because you have this all these people who are there for ELO and Journey, right, wearing their Depends, perhaps. I'm not entirely sure. Taking your prune juice. And you got Snoop Dogg up there talking about, you know, the first time I ever got a blunt was from Tupac. And I'm like, yeah, right. Bullshit. 1993. And he's like, yeah, up until that time, I was a Zigzag man. So I And he's flashing the gang symbols, and you're like, you know, and you're oh, man.
So to your knowledge, because, like, to me this is weird, and it's too eclectic, and it's not a...
That's a wicked mix of people.
Well, but the whole thing, like, we've talked about this ceremony before. You've seen one or two of these before. The year they did, like, would you be okay with... Are you more comfortable with the Beastie Boys than Tupac in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like, it seems...
Well, to me, they're the same.
Yeah. So, and I don't know. Maybe there is a hip hop or a rap Hall of Fame. Maybe there are there.
See,
do you remember seeing country music people going in?
No,
is there a country music Hall of Fame?
That's what I'm saying. I'm with you. I'm following you down the rabbit hole. To me, it's a music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sure. And I'm okay with that.
Like the NHL. Is it the NHL Hall of Fame or is it the Hockey Hall
right.
of Fame?
Well, the football one to me is a more interesting Warren Moon, right? Well, the amount of yards he put up for the Eskimos.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
But they do, though. Those are cited
They may quote it, but...
Because they call that the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, will Ricky Ray ever get in? No, because he didn't do anything.
I was going to say Gizmo Williams.
Right. Anyone who spent
Clemens?
All their time up in Canada won't get in.
No way.
But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But you wonder, right, like, what is this?
Oh, Pringle. What's his face from the Alouettes?
Yeah.
3,000 yards rushing.
Pretty good.
Man.
So you get into this whole thing where they're never going to change the name of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's never going to become the Music Hall of Fame. So how did this start? Like, how did we get here? And
no. To me, ELO.
Because
yeah,
if you're
going
to do
it.
This, you have to put Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Or you have to put Kenny Rogers in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
It's strange to me how this... How we've gotten here, and yet there's still these lines drawn that are kind of like, yeah, but not this.
Right? Genres.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. Have you ever been to Cleveland? You ever been to the
no.
Rock and Roll?
No. Cleveland. Fuck. We have a river that catches on fire.
Yeah.
Is it Cleveland?
Yeah,
no.
The Cleveland Tourism Board.
Right. This job is carrying trains out of...
jobs. This train is carrying jobs
out of Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I blew it.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah, yours is different and uncomfortable.
Because I'm selling it, man. It's high school drama.
Okay.
This is it.
So it's high school. It's coming real early.
Well, and it's usually dry, and it's on somebody else's jeans. I am not entirely sure.
Not the inside of your own?
Oh, yes. Someone's, I said. It just happens to be dry humping against somebody else's
exactly.
jeans.
Exactly. Furious dry humping.
Exactly. In case, well, you get to a certain point, and you're like, all right, you know what? Fucking chips all in. I don't really care how this feels to you. I've hit the point of no return.
Yeah. And it's chafing on my zipper.
Heavy left leaner.
Yeah. Okay. Heavy left leaner. Worst rap names ever.
Really?
Heavy double L.
Or how about short and fat and just straight? It's not long enough to lean in either direction.
Get out here somewhere. Let me get out of here before I pick a turning direction.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, so Tupac and Juan Baez get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's interesting to me that
both those guys could be playing for your LA Dodgers.
Tupac?
Yep.
Sure.
Shakur.
Why not? Juan Francoeur. Why not Shakur?
Clearly, one's a shortstop, one's a second baseman.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys are key in your double play right there.
Absolutely. Man, 200 of these in the bank.
Can you imagine? Gold, Jerry, gold, just like that.
Started out on one tiny mic in the middle of the kitchen fucking table.
And look at us now.
Yeah. So, I think that'll probably do it to wrap this one up.
Peace out, you honky.
Thanks for joining us for 200 shows, and we'll see you for the next 200 later.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.